Hey, this is Chris Johnson. You know those fucking people that are in your life? You have to interact with them. You see them. You don't really want to, but you have to see them. Maybe you work with them. Maybe they're a coworker. Maybe they're a fucking boss. Maybe they're your fucking neighbor that you fucking pass by anytime you're going in and out of your place. Perhaps it's just an annoying fucking relative. Somebody you see at fucking family parties and shit. You don't want to fucking talk to them, but they're there. They're there and they just chat with you about just random bullshit. You don't want to have these conversations, but you don't know how to say no. So one of those situations where you're essentially forced to interact with somebody that you don't really want to fucking interact with. Those are the bane of my fucking existence. And oftentimes when I'm involved in those situations, I find that the person I'm talking to, regardless of what the subject is, they never know what the fuck I'm talking about. Like if it's at work and I'm explaining like a problem I'm having, they have no idea what the fuck I'm talking about. Like you work here, right? Don't you have a basic understanding of what the fuck I'm saying? I hate when I'm in those situations when I'm like bitching about something and like people just don't fucking understand it. Listen, motherfucker, you started talking to me. You know what you're going to get when you talk to me. If you're going to rile my fucking ass up, you're going to have to deal with the fucking consequences. Like, one of the most annoying things in the world is, like, when I talk to people and they just don't, like, get shit. It's like I'm having a totally different conversation with them. I'll fucking start ranting about something and they'll, like, try to comment on it. Like, they're trying to understand what I'm saying, but they have no concept of what's going on. They just don't get it. I get so fucking frustrated talking to people like that. It just drives me nuts. And then like sometimes you get into like arguments with them, but they're like arguing with you about your point, but they don't understand your fucking point. So you don't even know what the fuck they're arguing about. With these people, this is what it's like. You could ask them like a very basic question, something very simple. You could ask them what time it is. And in response, they'll try to tell you how to build a fucking watch. Except their instructions on how to build a watch will be like, smash the second hand with a fucking hammer. And then I'll listen to that and I'll think, wait a minute, that cannot be how you build a fucking watch. What the fuck are you talking about? Then I'm frustrated with them. I was already pissed about one thing and now I'm focused on this completely other thing. Shit like that is why I don't try to talk to the masses. It just makes me so fucking mad. Because contrary to popular opinion, I really don't like getting upset. I don't like getting worked up. I do this shit because I feel like I fucking have to, because if I don't, I'll fucking explode. I'll lose my mind. You understand what I'm saying? I would love just to go through my day, just fucking happy, just be left the fuck alone, just do whatever the fuck I want to do, not get fucking pissed off. But I can't not get pissed off because everything pisses me off. Even like totally innocuous conversations can turn into something and piss me off. I don't want that to happen. I don't want to fucking rant and rave all the time. I mean, it feels good. Doesn't it feel good? You ever tried doing this? You ever just put a fucking microphone up and just fucking rant and rave for a while? It makes you feel great. But it's not that I want to be doing this. I'd rather be doing like many other things. Preferably sitting around doing nothing. I'd rather play fucking video games right now. But I'm fucking pissy and I gotta fucking rant and rave about this. What do you think that is? What do you think it is when people just don't understand what the fuck you're talking about? Is it like them trying to like solve your problem? A lot of times if you're talking to me and I don't want to talk to you, I'm not going to try to get like deeply involved in shit because I'm afraid of stuff like that. And if I'm at work, like I try to keep my questions or my comments or whatever the fuck, I try to keep shit like as basic as possible. The last thing I want to do is get involved in a deep, annoying conversation with fucking anybody about anything. So I'm very cognizant of the fact that like, listen, I can't confuse this shit. Basic information, just throw that shit out there. If I'm at a fucking family event, like, I don't want to talk to this motherfucker. Let's just keep information fucking basic. But the problem is this. People who are not smart, fucking dummies, jackasses, they're going to argue with you more. You know why? Because they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. They don't know what the fuck is going on. The Golden Gun told me that once when I was working at the insurance call center job. We're taking phone calls, we're selling insurance and shit. And he's like, you know what, man? Like, if you're talking to like a smart individual, they're not really going to argue with you a lot because they're going to fucking understand the concepts of what you're saying. You're not going to have to explain a lot. And they'll basically give you a yes or no answer at the end of the fucking phone call and you're fucking done. It's when you talk to these dumb motherfuckers who don't know jack shit about shit, who have no idea what the fuck is going on. They're the ones that are going to question shit because they don't fucking understand anything. And he's fucking right. So the reason you get into these conversations with people and you get fucking annoyed is because people, in large part, are fucking jackasses. They don't know what the fuck's going on. They have no idea. And this is from fucking management all the way down to fucking peons. Listen, your level of intelligence doesn't necessarily have a fucking thing to do with where you're going to end up in life. We don't necessarily get what we deserve. We get what we get. If you're born rich, you're probably going to be fucking rich your entire life. You're not going to have to fucking work for shit. And if you're born middle class, yeah, have a little easier. If you're born fucking poor, I mean, good fucking luck. You probably just work a bunch of fucking odd jobs trying to make ends meet. But that motherfucker could be really smart. That's where you come from and your fucking resources and shit. So I guess my point is, like, I try not to talk to people in any situation. I was at a party recently, like a family party. I don't know, it was a birthday party or some shit. And I was just like standing, kind of off to the side, not talking to fucking anybody. And you know what? It was fucking great. I was fine. Sometimes people see that, they feel bad for you. They walk over, they're like, hey, what's going on? Oh, Jesus Christ. Not much. How are you doing? You gotta have that conversation. The hey, what's up conversation. The kind of conversation that you have if you fucking bump into somebody you loosely know at a fucking grocery store. You see them down the aisle, you're like, fuck, I really need cereal, but I don't want to talk to this fuck. Maybe they won't recognize me. Oh, hey, how you doing? Good, what do you got going on? You shop here too? Holy fuck. I don't want to have that conversation at like a fucking relative's house. If I go to a relative's house, I want to fucking go there. I want to fucking eat, open presents, or whatever the fuck we got going on there. And I want to fucking go home. I don't want to fucking recreate my grocery store experiences at my fucking relative's house. This is why I'm a recluse. This is why I stay home all the time and don't interact with fucking anybody. Anyway, I'll be back. Sundays and Wednesdays, that's when new podcast episodes come out. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. Website, app, download me, fucking subscribe, all that shit. Carry me around in your fucking pocket, okay? I'm on all the big podcasting sites, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, whatever the fuck you want. Twitter, I'm at Johnson Hates You. Instagram, I'm at maybe the number 5 minutes. And if Facebook is what you're into, I'll be on fucking Facebook too, right in my fucking timeline.